Hi, I'm David. I'm studying straight politics. We're going to cover what you think about your identity, first of all. Some of us were quite surprised by the amount of people that said they thought you were British rather than Scottish. I was expecting personally that most of them would say that they were Scottish. They felt more closely aligned to being Scottish than being part of British or indeed Europe. I don't know, were you surprised by?
I'm Holly, I'm doing politics and criminology. I was quite surprised by what people said about they didn't feel they were part of Europe. It was really surprising because Scotland still remains part of the UK, and regardless of varying opinions on how useful the European Union is to us, we still get a lot from the European law and human rights that are relevant in both England and Scotland. And so if you were to ask me my identity, it'd be first I'd be British and then I'd be European. And I think it's the same for a lot of European people. They'd say they were German first or French first and then they'd be European. It was quite positive that most people said they were British before Scottish. So,
yeah, my name is Tamaya. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a Dutch exchange student, and I'm studying European studies. And I was very surprised as well to hear that you all are very against Europe. Really, didn't have any identity of being part of Europe at all. For me, it is really strange because, of course, I'm from Netherlands. It's a small country. We're part of the European Union from the start, really. And I know how important it is to be a part of Europe, either for economical reasons and human rights, as you said as well. And it seems to me like Scotland wants to be on its own, like completely on its own, not being a part of the UK, not being a part of Europe. And it sounds a bit strange to me. So that's what kind of scares me a bit, actually, but I hope people will kind of
open to that.
Yeah, exactly, because I have the idea that a lot of people don't really know what the European Union is.
No.
So that's kind of my opinion about that.
Right, I'm Helen, I'm studying straight politics. I agree with what Holly said, that I'd say I was British then European. I wouldn't consider myself just English, but British European.
Well, I'm shocked that they think that two English people think themselves as European at all. I think it would be an exception to the rule. I think most people who live in England would either consider themselves British or English, but I don't think European really plays a part in what most people think they are.
I think the English identity now, it's when you go over to America and you say, right, what does it mean to be English? What is an English person to you? They just say, well, it's someone who drinks cups of tea, you know, eats scones, the royal family. It's just things, it's cultural things. The actual identity of it is, it's really vague to me because I'm actually probably no different to a Scottish or a Welsh person. And just because of cultural identity, I don't think it's enough scope.
But surely, what do you feel you have in common with Europe? Do you feel that you could go over to Europe and be comfortable living in Europe?
Because, for one, I feel ashamed that I can't speak... Well, I can't speak a second language well. And I think that is something that we all should... You know, it is. Samaya, for example, she speaks perfect English and, you know, she's from a different country and it puts us all to shame.
Doesn't that indicate that we're quite an insular...
Yeah, we are, but then I don't think...
We're not really part of Europe, we're part of Britain. And because we feel British, we don't feel the need to go...
Yeah, but the European laws and the constitution that is impending, if we are all bound by one constitution, or whatever you want to call it, Dave, whatever comes in, if we're all part of one human rights and if we all have one set of guidelines, it makes it easier and there'll be less fighting about
What about accountability? At least when you've got this...
Every country will have the same accountability.
But it's far too small to make a difference then.
Just because you're part of the European Union doesn't mean you're not English.
No, I don't believe. But just because once you're a small country as part of this big union, Britain does not think on the same lines as most other European countries.
That's the thing, that why Britain is so important to the European Union, because of that.
Yeah,
because also France and Germany were very, very large countries. And England is a very large Britain is a very large country as well. So they should make agreements about agriculture, things like that. If there aren't policies for that, people will do whatever they want to. Then you would have problems.
Well, they do what they want to anyway, because they all find their own ways to veto certain issues. I mean, that's what this treaty is.
But there's certain issues, like your human rights wouldn't be as relevant without the European Court of Human Rights. A lot of people today...
I don't believe we needed the Human Rights Act to go through. I think the British Parliament has done very well over the hundreds of years.
Well, the European Union's only been
quite progressive
for a little bit more than 50 years, so... It's not like it's been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't. It's just started.
But surely it's more beneficial if more than one country is bound by the same Human Rights Act. Because then for immigration, if you've got someone from France living in Britain and their human rights have been violated and they can't solve it in Britain because we are bound by English human rights?
There's nothing that can't solve it other than an international agreement. An international agreement,
right? Which is the European Union.
But it's not. It's more than an international agreement. It's talking about being totally interconnected, and that's what I don't agree with. I don't want to be voting for people to be in the European Parliament, or if I do, I want them to be far more accountable. Because what we're going to get under this, I know we're going well off topic here, so
yeah.
but basically, we would have. I don't know how we're going to do this. Someone who's been voted for by our own representatives, and then it would probably be Tony Blair who would go and be our spokesperson in Europe.
Okay, well then if you look at Scotland as a part of the European Union, I mean, if they are so much against it, and you would have Britain if you would let Britain vote for or against the European Union or European Treaty or whatever, you would have a whole part of England saying, sorry, a whole part of Britain saying no. That's
a
bit scary.
Reason,
well, okay, but I'm kind of curious what the reasons for Scotland are to be so much against it. I know you.
The same reasons they don't want to be part of it.
Well, I understand what I think. If for Scotland, if they broke the union with Britain,
mm-hmm.
and then they joined the union in Europe, they would become. They already feel like they're a small player in the British Union. If they went from being in a small union with Britain, where they have a little say, to being to the European Union, they would have even less of a say because it is such a small country.
So basically, what you're saying is it's not viable to have three separate English parliaments.
It's not viable
to have a Scottish Parliament, an English Parliament, and a Welsh Parliament because we'll all be separate countries within the European Union, which means we wouldn't work together as well.
That would mean that you would be pulled out of the European Union in the first place, because there are three separate countries then, so that would mean that you would all have to vote again.
Yeah, you'd all have to.
If you would want to go in the European Union or not.
Right,
so
okay.
I think that would make it even more
complex.
Shall we
move on? Smoking beer all day.
Okay, next topic.
The Wesleyan question. Responses.
Oh, right. I was quite shocked that you all thought that the West Loving question was both democratic and fair. I'm not... It brings me to the question whether you actually understand exactly what the West Lothian question is. You believe that Scottish MPs should have the right to vote on issues specifically that matter to England, right? I don't understand why you think that's fair and democratic.
I can understand the need for... It's not just Scottish, it says Welsh and Northern Irish MPs to vote in one Westminster Parliament, because in the past, without them, we would not have passed legislation such as the foundation hospitals and the top-up fees. You know, I think it was a majority of, like, five with the top.
I mean,
of fees,
I'm not so, I'm not so much fussed by the Welsh, the Welsh and Northern Irish, because
they're
they
exactly
do,
the same as the
they're
Scottish.
No, they're not. They don't have anywhere near as many powers as the Scottish Parliament have.
No, they don't. But it's the same thing. They're from a different nationality. They're from different
yes, but,
constituencies. That are
but
not
then,
part
when,
of
but when those MPs are voting in Westminster, they're still voting on things that affect them. But the powers of the Scottish Parliament have, including
no, they're not.
Yes.
Northern Ireland have got their own separate education system and health
yeah,
system.
Yeah, but they don't have as many. The powers of what we just covered today, the powers of the Scottish Parliament, they have powers over health, education, local government, housing, economic development, transport, law and home affairs, environment, agriculture, fisheries and forestry.
Right, yeah.
So when they start voting on specific issues such as foundation hospitals, such as top-up fees, Why should they be able to vote one way in England and then vote a different
way? You can't
way
say it's different
in Scotland.
For example, Welsh MPs, Wales have got their own separate education system. Their primary schools and secondary schools and universities do not work in the same way that English ones do, as they don't work as the same as Scottish ones do. So you can't say that Scottish MPs shouldn't be allowed to vote on issues if you're going to say, well, it's all right for the Welsh and Northern Ireland. You can't say that, Dave, because it's completely different. They've all got their own separate institution, even though the Welsh Assembly hasn't got powers to necessarily change, you know, the health and the education. They do partly have to go through the First Minister for Wales.
Okay. However, we're still in pretty much agreement that it seems pretty unfair. Regards to the situation in Wales, which I'm probably...
The only way it would be fair is if voting in Westminster Parliament would affect all countries, not just England.
Yes, exactly.
So if they did have the vote, it'd have to affect
their country
as well.
I think there should be restrictions on issues which...
Yeah, so there should be
MPs should be able to vote on.
Then you could say, does England need Scotland and the other way around?
Well...
Yes, we do.
I think we do. I think it's a case of the overall package is greater than the sum of the parts. Together... Because England and Scotland are so interconnected, right, financial institutions.
It's cultural as well.
Everything is cultural. You've got families living across
the
world.
There'd be no such thing as a British system without Scottish.
I mean, to me,
it's
understand. To me, as being a foreign student, it sounds like you don't even want to live in the same country, really. That's what it sounds like.
Originally, Scotland did have their own national identity. They had their own king, and
yeah.
they were merged with England over a war.
And there has been a lot of civil
unrest between us two. Wales was slightly different to that because Wales never really had
the same
sort of national identity.
Okay, but so how do you see it in the future? Like, do you see yourself living with Scottish people, Welsh people,
yeah,
or is it really?
I don't think the parliaments will ever be separated. I think this will be as far as it goes now, because I don't think they can
survive
on their own
as a federal state.
We as a country can't operate as a federal state. We can barely operate a Westminster Parliament, you know, effectively without running four different parliaments. Effectively, you know, financially you can't do it. And I think the issue that we did discuss earlier was that if the Scottish Parliament was allowed to stand on its own, and if they were given the opportunity to, you know, can they afford to? And to be honest, I don't think they could. They'd have to get rid of the free prescription charges, the free healthcare for the elderly, you know, top-up fees. They'd have to start paying tuition fees at university. No, I know they won't do it. So I think the argument is just, it's sort of one of these things you have to say, well, yeah, it is something that you need
maybe
to consider.
Maybe then we should let them stand on their own 2 feet, see if they can cope first,
see if
they judge our system.
Because if we consider the Burnet formula, how much we give them.
Yeah, I know.
Do the Scottish students understand that if we had totally separate parliaments, that we would not be subsidising their citizens anymore?
Yeah.
And under that would they wouldn't be able to provide the services that is making them such
a not
like
a big
social
enough
democratic
institutionally
country.
Sound country. I mean, it's the same with England. We can't, there's some things that we need Scotland for, because a part of our revenue comes from Scotland, you know, whether it be Scottish soil or trade or agriculture.
As I understand it, we do subsidise Scottish citizens by quite a lot.
It is, but it's not like we don't get anything in return, to be fair.
I know, but And I said, this is about the Scottish wanting devolution. The reasons that English people who consider themselves English want it is because they're fed up with all the rhetoric.
Yeah.
But I think more pragmatically, it just can't happen, can it? It's just so interconnected. You rely on each other so much.
You're going to lose the British identity for a start, which I think would be a big shame, because Britain, from, I don't know, point of view from abroad, but it is considered England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, and it always will be to me, and that's why I still don't consider myself to be English, because I think you just, by saying that you're English and you're Scottish, if we just all called ourselves British instead, it'd get rid of a lot of the, I can't think of the word for it, but it'd get rid of a lot of the separation.
I think the Scottish students had a good point though. Does British just not mean English?
Yeah, true.
As it's all centred in Westminster.
And it's all
so I understand why they want devolution, but I think the amount of devolution that they've got so far is a good compromise.
They should consider themselves lucky, because they've been given a lot more than Wales or Northern Ireland have, and they're exactly the same if you're going to look at it culturally.
I must admit, I'm a bit angry about the deal they're getting at the moment on the Gordon Brown, on the how much the Scottish Parliament's getting as a budget, because he's made quite large cutbacks, which is undermining the Scottish Parliament at the moment. But I think as long as Scotland don't push for any more degree of devolution. I mean, one of the big things, they think that North Sea oil belongs to them, and that's quite debatable.
Well, yeah, but that's not going to that issue. That'll be here all day.
I know, but that's one of the key things that they think they would be able to stand on their own 2 feet. And as one of the students said, even if it is totally theirs, it's a finite resource. It's going to run out.
Yes.
What are you going to use to back up your economy then?
Well, there's obviously people and resources that Scottish people use that are in England, and it's the same thing. If we all have a separate identity and a separate parliament, what's ours is ours and what theirs is theirs, and we don't share or anything. You know, is that really a society that we want to be living in? Because I don't really. If you think it's going to be all right for a few weeks, then fair enough, but it's just going to lead to more hatred and unrest.
Hatred is a strong word.
Well, you know what I mean. I can't say racial, because it's obviously not, but you see, I'm going along these lines of separate identities and separate cultures.
I mean, the idea that the Scottish see themselves as having a more social democratic culture, and whereas English have a more conservative, small C culture.
But if you look at, for example, in immigration, I mean, how I see Britain is as. I knew it was divided a little bit. I didn't know it was this bad. Bad.
I don't think it is. I think it's been overplayed by the media.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to me, it sounds. I find it strange just to have so much diversity in one country.
Mm.
But if you look at, for example, immigration, I mean, I know in London there's a lot of immigrants, and here in Sheffield, I must say it's a lot less. I'm used to having a lot of immigrants around, being in Holland. I mean, that's.
Well, I think part of the issue is this north south divide in England.
That's the thing.
Where the south is generally a lot more affluent than the north.
See, I feel.
So there's more opportunities for immigrants.
Exactly, but that's what I mean. I mean, therefore, I think Scotland has a different view on a lot of things, because they're not, you know, having the same problems or same things as south of England does.
I think Scotland is. It's got more in common with the north of England than it does with the south, because in fact I would say that a lot of people in northern England who live in deprived areas would not see themselves as Scottish, but identify a lot more with the Scottish than they would with the southerners. I mean, in my mind, when I was at lower school, there was no issue about being angry at the Scottish, we're all angry at being angry at the Southerners, the Marfy Sarfies, and them being more well off. And I think that's where the bigger issue lies in Britain. It's the North South divide rather than the Scottish English divide.
Okay.
It's the affluent South versus the not so affluent North.
Okay.
Yeah.